Hello, and welcome to the Words and Pictures podcast. I'm DJ Bowman-Smith, and this is Words and Pictures podcast number 83. This week, another solo episode as promised, and I'll be talking about asset packs. But first, at my desk. Well, at my desk, pretty much I've been very busy doing quite a lot of audio stuff over the last couple of weeks, because I think I've mentioned before that I've been recording my audiobook for The Midwich One, the first book in the trilogy. And, well, not necessarily recording it. I did that months ago, but, well, not months, months. Yes, I suppose it is a couple of months now. But I've been editing it and finding out how to edit it and master the thing with a bit of a sort of a few phone calls and Zoom meetings with my daughter, who's a sound engineer, who's actually in Australia, which isn't a lot of help, but she's been very good. Anyway, we've kind of got it through. I've got it loaded up to ACX, and next month, providing it works, or even if it doesn't, I'll do a solo episode about the whole, you know, recording an audio book and what I've learned. I'm not a sound engineer, but I've had a little bit of help. And, you know, if you're thinking about doing this yourself, I will be doing an episode about that. The main thing is it's been a ton of work. It's been a lot. It's one of those things. And I think anything when you're on the bottom of the learning curve and you're trying to sort it all out, it's always more time consuming than you would like it to be. So anyway, that's my story with that. So that's pretty much been at my desk. I've been literally getting on with getting that out. And, you know, it was a pretty big job. But yesterday I did manage to actually get my document up and start writing. So my next book in my series. So that made me very happy. I kind of thought, oh, yeah, I remember this. I am, in fact, a writer. Right, let's get to it then. Let's talk about asset packs. Although before I start, I really should apologise for the sound of my voice, which might be a bit croaky because it's quite early in the morning. It's about 7 o'clock on a Sunday morning as I record this. My husband's just gone swimming. So while the house is quiet, the dog's asleep, I thought, actually, I think I'll make that my first job and I'll just get on there and quickly do this. You know, I've got my notes here ready. Right. So the asset pack. So basically, this is just a very posh word for all the little bits and pieces that you need in order to promote yourself. And I'm kind of going to go through them. Now, if you're traditionally published, sometimes, but not always, you will be given some or all of these bits and pieces. So they might give you an asset pack. They'll give you a little thing with odds and ends that you can use across your social media. They might give you, you know, the banners for your social media, a bit of a logo, or all sorts of things. So, you know, if you're lucky enough to be with a publisher that does that, you know, that's great because you've got it all done for you. But generally, I'm finding that even people that are published with quite big houses don't always get any assets for them to use across, you know, when you're promoting yourself and, you know, doing your adverts and things. So let's have a little chat about what exactly it is and why you need it. Okay, so I'm going to start with social media because I think most people, like myself, however you're published, you're going to be on social media. You need to have your author platform in order to, you know, tell the world that you're there. The days of sitting in the back of a room writing a book and giving it to your publisher and, you know, somebody putting it in a bookshop for you are long gone. There's a lot of us out there. So, you know, you need to get out there and blow your own trumpet. And the way you're going to do that is across the social media platforms. So I'm not on everything, but I'm on quite a few things. You can find me on TikTok, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, and I'm on X, formerly Twitter. And I think I've signed up to other things as well, but these are the four that I use the most, and I'm on there on a regular basis. I have found that my social media has changed since I started writing more for women, more for older women. Paranormal women's fiction is my genre at the moment. And I found that most of my readers are more easily to reach across Facebook, whereas before I was more on, hold on, got to have a cough. Yeah, it's a bit early in the morning to do this. What was I saying? Yeah, so, you know, that's the other thing. It, you're going to find a social media that works for you, but I would still spread your net a bit wider. I've said this often, you know, you don't have to be on everything every day, but if you spread your net fairly wide, you will find you will get, you know, you're gathering up readers and you're making yourself known into lots of different spaces. And I think that's what the whole social media game is about. So let's assume that you're already on all of that. You know, the social media is part of your asset pack, part of your advertising self. So you need to have various things on there. So you need to have a picture of yourself. Most social media things have a little icon thing where you put a picture of yourself. And this is your avatar or your logo, if you like. Now, I'm specifically saying a picture of yourself because I think that's really important. I think some people kind of miss a trick here with the social media thing, where they think, oh, I'm just going to put a picture of my my book on there, for example, or some other funny little picture. And yeah, I'm not saying this doesn't work, but I think you get more traction if you show your face, if you put a nice picture of yourself on the social media and use it across all the social media platforms. People can find you, they recognize you, and you begin to, you know, make a face for yourself, basically. So mine is in two ways. Having said that, saying get it the same across all your social media, I have got two logos. I have the avatar, which is my face, but it's like a little cartoony thing that I had made. One of my kids did it actually years ago, and I use that for the, you've seen it on the podcast, that's that one, and also you'll see it on X. So I use it on across those two things. Now, I swapped into the cartoon thing because I was getting such a lot of aggro with, you know, unwanted attention from blokes basically on Twitter at some point, and I swapped it into that other logo. And did it help? Yeah, it did actually. So that's the annoying thing. As a woman, you know, blokes will look at your face and you'll get all those stupid constant things that you get through, especially on all of them actually, you know, whether you get some bloke come on and go, oh, you know, I'd love your face, you know, you're the person I've been looking for, your social media feed is so interesting to me, please can we be friends, and all that twaddle. But unfortunately, that's part of the game that we're on, and there's always going to be some people that you don't want to interact with. So you just have to get in there and block them and move on with your day. And I just get in there first thing and I just block them all off and you know, as much as you can do across the social media platforms. TikTok is very bad for this because you can't kind of get rid of people, but Facebook is very good in that you do have a blocking mechanism on there, so that if people are kind of trying to fish for, you know, your details or see you as a, you know, I think as an older woman, I think they kind of think that you're vulnerable and you're, you know, open for scams and things. But anyway, so that's just part of the thing. So yes, I can see why you think, oh, I don't want to put my face on there. But unfortunately, you know, if you're going to make a good job of this social media thing, then you need to, you know, have a nice picture of your face and get it on there. So in an ideal world, you would go and have a photograph taken professionally. Now, we've all got photos, we've all got cameras on our phones. I bet there's somebody in your social circle who is better at taking photos than others. So find somebody who's fairly good at the photograph thing and get yourself a nice photo so that it's just your headshot. There's nothing behind you. You haven't got a lamp coming out the back of your head, or, you know, I would avoid, you know, holding your cat or anything like that. You know, pick a good hair day, you know, if you're a woman, well, and if you're a man, you know, make yourself look, you know, as nice as you can. Because what happens on the social media thing is, you know, if somebody's read your book and they want to come and find you, they want to feel that you are a real person. You're not just some, you know, unobtainable entity. they these days people really like to interact with you as a writer, and across the social media is pretty much what they're going to do. I mean, I do get people send me emails, and that's absolutely delightful, you know, because you've got that, you know, they pick the dress up from my website and they send me the emails, and that's absolutely lovely to hear directly from them. But most people do talk to me across the social media about the books that they've read, and so that's really nice. So you're looking for two things within this, for this asset. You want people to begin to recognize your face as that particular writer, and you want them to begin to associate you with the books that you write. And also, you want people that have never heard from you to think, oh, he or she looks nice, I'll see what they are all about. So either way, it's a bit like a job interview. You need to put your best face forward, basically. So have a look at your avatar. Now, I would definitely suggest, I mean, having said this, you know, I've already explained that one of my avatars is different on Twitter, but I'm not really on there anymore, X, as it's called itself these days. I get on there occasionally and have a quick flick round, but I find it's not my space. But you'll find that across your writer life, that different platforms will work differently at different times, depending on the genre that you're writing and the stuff that you're doing and who you're interacting with and how that social media platform is performing at any given time. So that's that. So I would definitely say have the same picture across the whole thing. And, you know, if you can get it kind of color coordinated into what you're doing, that's always a good thing as well. But, you know, that's a big ask. But anyway, that's my thing. So, right. Okay. So why am I saying don't have the book? Another reason of don't have the book is what will happen is you write this book. You write this book, and if you put that book cover up as your avatar, as your picture of your thing on the social media, that's great for that moment. But when you write the next book, what do you do? Then put the next book there, or change it out, or then put your face? Well, really, you need to start as you mean to go on. You're not your book. The books are a part of you, if you see what I mean. So put yourself, your author self, your actual self, on the social media. And then, you know, and the other thing is the avatar space where you would normally put your photograph is too small. You can't really see the details of your book on there. So, you know, I would definitely give that idea a miss. And I must say, when I'm flicking through looking for people to follow, when I'm looking for my ideal reader, my ideal reader is not a book. Okay. Now, I'm not saying authors aren't ideal readers, because a lot of authors read my books. But I'm much more likely to follow them if they are a picture of a person. So that's my thing. Right. So I'm talking about asset packs. So we've kind of got onto the social media thing, because unfortunately you end up on the social media talk because, you know, pretty much what it's all about, and that's what the asset pack is for. So that's my first piece of advice. The first thing you need is a decent mugshot of your face, not your whole body, not turned to the side unless you've got a great profile, you know, a good picture of yourself looking, you know. And also you can tailor that to your genre. You know, if you're writing moody, scary thrillers, well, you know, a good black and white shot, you know, with your collar turned up might be just the thing. You know, you can do it as you were. If you're writing sort of happy clappy, you know, women's fiction like me, then, you know, I'm all smiley and nice with my pearls on kind of thing. And you can tailor your picture to look, you know, to be genre specific. So, you know, think about that as well. Think about the colours that you're using, you know, the colours that you're wearing that will show up in the photograph and all that kind of thing. Okay, right, so let's have a little think about the other asset packs that you need, because that's the first thing. So across your social media banner, you have two banners. So what I mean is the Facebook. So on your social media pages, you know, like the front page of your social media platform, some of them have a little banner space. So there's a picture of you, and then there's another bit of space where you can, that's where you put your book covers. you know, or other things that are relevant to your genre. Now, I'm not sure about other social media, but out of the ones I use, there's just two that need that. So that is X, has this banner space, and Facebook. But I don't know about, you know, those other like Blue Sky and things like that, because I'm not on those yet. So have a look, see if they've got this extra space. Now, the good thing about the extra space is you can either just put a colour there and just have a coloured background and then have your face. But it's always good if you can use this bit of free advertising space, because that's what it is. So you could, you know, definitely have your book covers up there if you're published, or, you know, put some other sort of genre specific picture that helps, or just the, you know, just the title, your book titles, all sorts of things that you can do, and have a look around, see what other people are doing, but definitely make use of the space. Which brings me to sizes. If you put a Google search in and ask for social media sizes, you will get, you know, the relevant sizes, or you can look on the platform itself. Somewhere on each platform, there'll be, you know, the sizes put out of the different things that you'll need to make. So the sizes of the photograph that you need for your avatar, for your picture of yourself, and for the banner, if it has a banner space, they'll have that. And it'll also have the sizes of the actual posts that you put in. Now, annoyingly, you know, in a perfect world, somebody would have, you know, made a law that all the sizes were the same, but of course they're not, they're different for each one. And of course, this is, you know, half the problem, really, because if you put the wrong size into a social media platform, it you know, it can look really strange and really, really odd. So, you know, you need to have a bit of a think about this, so that you've got the right sizes going into the platform so that it looks as good as it can do. So at the moment, Facebook and Instagram, you can put the same size in, whatever that size is. I haven't got them here, which is really good. And also, I'm sure a lot of you realise that you can cross post across these two platforms, which is another big time save. And I do think at the moment you can put those square sizes into X quite successfully as well. So you can kind of have a look and see if you can. You know, the best bet is to do some and see if you can have a little bit of a time save and see which ones go across the platforms the same sizes that you can use. But generally, I would say you need to, you know, have these things separate, so that you're using the space as best you can with the right kind of sizes for the platform. And also on the same platform, you can use you can do bigger posts and smaller posts and stuff like that. So again, you know, you're going to have to see how your stuff looks on it. Right. So let's have a little think about these visuals and what exactly you need. These are, you know, basically, we're getting to the nitty gritty now. These are the assets that you need. Is you need some pictures that you can put across your social media. And I personally think that you need a good handful of these. Now, how much is a good handful, Deb? Well, that's tricky. I don't know, really. I generally aim for about 10 or even 20, depending on, you know, the time of year and how much I intend to use them. I think it's good if you have plenty, basically, as many as you can get. I mean, some people get away with just using the same 4 or 5, and that's fine as well. But I think you need to have plenty of things to post. So what we're talking about is there are two different types of thing that you can use. So you can have a picture of your book with a bit of a tagline next to it, or just a picture of your book. And these are called mock-ups. So generally, these pictures of books that you see are not actually photographs of books. They're called mock-ups. And on there's different platforms that you can use where you just put up the picture of your book. You load that in. And I don't mean it's an actual picture of your book. It's the artwork off the front. So it's a bit like your ebook cover, shall we say. So it's just the flat picture. And this will ship it into the different books that look like their actual books sitting there on a shelf or just sitting there in space with a bit of a shadow and stuff like that. And you can just pick off a mock-up of a book that looks about the same as your book would look like if it was actually being photographed. So obviously you don't pick a big fat hardback if you've written a small thin paperback. You know, you try and pick something that would, you know, that looks more or less the same. And there's hundreds of them. So you, that's what you do. Now there's different platforms that you can find these mock-ups on. And basically you're just going to have to Google book mock-ups and you'll find a whole load of things. There's some free ones out there that I've used in the past. I think there's a few free ones that you can pick up on Photoshop if you've got that. So they're out there and you basically just throw them in. There'll be a how-to video about how to do that. So if you're doing it right from scratch, you can do it like that. Or you can use a platform. So I use BookBrush. Now, I have also used Canva in the past. And I've used, there's various others that are out there where, that you can get onto and use their book mock-ups in order to make your asset pack, your little pictures that you're going to put up on social media. So I'm using BookBrush. Now, the thing about BookBrush is, now I'm talking about this, I'm not associated with them. I'm not getting any money from them. This is just my actual experience. I find that the BookBrush is very good because it's tailored specifically to writers. Now, the thing with the Canva is it's on for everybody that would be making advertising assets. So there's a lot of stuff on there that is, you know, not specific to us as writers, but the BookBrush, as the name suggests, is exactly for writers. And it has a lot of really good time-saving things. Now, I can use Photoshop very well. I do all my own book covers, do all my own illustration and all that kind of thing. And yes, and I have gone in and made assets from scratch, putting in the sizes, you know, using the mock-ups that are there on Photoshop and, you know, putting the book covers in and doing all that kind of thing. And I've done all that kind of thing. And yes, it's fine. And I quite like those sort of jobs. But the problem is, and you're probably finding the same thing, is that there is just not enough hours in the day. I have not got time to make 10 mock-ups. You know, it's a lot of work. So I find that the BookBrush thing is very quick and easy to use. It's drag and drop. So you don't have to have any, you know, major computer skills or that kind of thing. So any idiot can use it. I can certainly use it. You know, obviously it's a paid thing. I think there's a few free ones on there so that you can go in there and have a muck about. But the BookBrush is really good and they've got some really nice things that you can use. You know, they've got all the mock-ups of all the different types of books in all the different formats that you can just drop your book cover on. And, you know, you can do a lot more besides within that thing, which is really nice. So the other thing is flat lays. Okay, so flat lays is a different thing. So flat lays are a actual photograph of your book with some genre-specific stuff around it. Now, the nice thing is sometimes you will get flat lays done for you. I have had a few book bloggers like to do this. So people that are really, really into the whole book blogging, reviewing thing will take a flat lay of your book. You can't use it as your asset, but you can certainly repost it across your stuff, you know, which helps them and helps you. And it's kind of nice to see what they did. So, you know, there's that. So a lot of those book bloggers, they are actually photographing physical books and making, you know, bona fide flat lays. So flat lays are not hard to do. They're quite good fun. I've definitely made my own in the past, where you need a bit of a tripod basically for either your phone camera or an actual camera so that you can have a nice, a good angle and it's nice and still and you can keep looking to see how the shot will work, you know. So you're going to lay your actual physical book there and you're going to put things around it, or whatever that might be, a bunch of flowers, a dagger if you're writing, writing these. And it is quite good fun to do, but again, it's very time consuming. But it can be quite good fun, and you'll find yourself collecting things that are kind of specific to your genre. And I used to write a lot of grimdark fantasy, and you know, I do have a top shelf here on top of my bookcase, which is covered in skulls and bits of armour and all sorts of bits and pieces, because I used to use them in these flat lays when I used to bother to kind of take my own. So that's one way you can do it. And I'm not saying don't do it, because it is quite fun, even if you just get a couple of good shots out of it. So yeah, absolutely. But of course, the good thing about the old book brush and other platforms like it is that they have instant kind of things where you can ship your book cover onto a flat lay that's already made for you. And that is really good for saving time. Which brings me to another point. You know, you can either use the flat lays that you've taken for, you know, just as they are, just the picture, and then, you know, put the words on, you know, within your social media post. Or you can then put the picture into something like, you know, some other thing like Canva, like Photoshop, which is what I use, and then put some words over the top. You know, your book title or whatever. So, you know, you can do it in two ways. But this also brings me to another point. So the whole asset pack thing would be great. Wouldn't it be nice if you could make an asset pack and that was it? It was done. You used it and you made it and that was fine. But of course, unfortunately, these things are quite seasonal, I think. So I tend to redo mine either because I've written a new book and I need new things to promote the new book or the new thing that I'm doing. You know, I might have then brought out a hardback, or, you know, you might have been doing the audio thing, which I'm doing at the moment. And so you need to sort of update your asset pack all the time. And I also think it's a good thing to keep them quite seasonal. And that's another thing which is quite good with the old book brush thing. I don't know whether Canva does this, but you can go in and you can put the season down and then pick the assets out, float your book cover into it. And so that you can have nice seasonal pictures for it. And that works very well if you're writing kind of girly stuff, romance and stuff like that. But I think it works across all genres, really. So, you know, have a think about that. So you have to sort of keep updating the asset pack as you go. Now, sometimes I'm pretty good and I get in there and I put something seasonal across my social media banners and that kind of thing, and then get all that going. But I generally just do it for the book covers. I generally leave my social media banners up there, although I have just changed them because I bought this other book out and I wanted to have the two books on there. So if you have a look at my stuff, you'll see that it's slightly changed up that little banner on the social media headings. But I don't generally do the seasonal thing on there because it's just like one more job. But I think you should really. So, you know, have a think. See how much time you've got, because that's what it comes down to in the end. Okay, so these are the basic assets. You've got your avatar, so that's the picture on your social media. You've done your social media banners. You've got some flat lays. And then you've got some, you know, which is basically a picture of your book in a setting, or a picture of somebody holding your book in a kind of a setting, or you've got just a picture of your book with some shadows around it, you know, some colours or something like that. And then you can do some other flat lays, which I think are quite important, where you have a picture of your book and then you have some little lines going off and some little things around it, which are telling you about the book. So basically you're using your taglines and you kind of sound bites, if you like, from your blurb. And the best thing to do this is to kind of go through the themes of your book. So you might have the picture of the book in the middle and then it'll say, you know, a thriller like no other, set in, and then another little tagline saying set in London. I don't know, you might have a quote from one of your reviews, and you kind of go around the thing. You see them around, you know, and you'll find that all these things that you have, and you can make them in Photoshop as well, of course, where you have this stuff written around the book, which is telling you about the book and what it's about. And this is really important. I think when you're trying to sell your work, it's important to tell the reader what it's about and how they're going to feel when they read it. So, you know, if it's heartbreaking, tell them. If it's going to make them laugh, tell them, all those kinds of things. It's not enough just to say something non-specific like the best book I read all year doesn't actually tell them anything about it, if you see what I mean. So, you know, use your blurb and use that within these things that you're making in order to sell your books, because that, in the end of the day, is what it's all about. It's not just about a pretty picture. You need some words on it so that people can see what it is you're doing. So you can either just use the picture and then put the words, you know, within the social media post, which is fine as well. And I do a bit of both. So that's that. So that's basically what you need. You know, that's the bare bones. Your logo, a few flat lays, you know, pictures of your book kind of thing. So what else? Well, the other thing is you can have animated little ad things that you can use on the social media. Now, I don't really do animated stuff as such. Again, in the book brush, there's some very easy little sort of drop-in things where you can do some very small bits of animated things. You can kind of drop your book in. You know, it can float into the picture is what I mean, and it can float out to the side or fade in and fade out. You can do the same with the words, can go across the page and things like that. So you can do some really basic things which make it more of a visual experience, which is fine. Or you can get somebody to make a, I've used somebody once or twice over the years to make me animated book covers, where you give them your book cover and they'll put some animations around it so it looks like the book cover's moving. All the things within the book cover is moving, you know, like the person with the headscarf in the picture, the headscarf's blowing and stuff like that. And that's great, you know, I've done that. And actually, it's really not that expensive, and you can keep using them again and again and again. And that's great. And then, of course, there's good old TikTok. So TikTok is a, you know, it's a tricky one. So TikTok is great for, you know, the whole thing where you're making, you know, videos about this, that and the other. You're probably being funny. You're doing a bit of lip syncing. You know, you're talking, you're getting on there just doing a head talk, having a chat about your book or whatever, holding your cover up. And all that's great. But you can make assets for TikTok that you can keep reusing, which is what I do. It saves a bit of time. I'm not saying I don't get on there and do, you know, the aforementioned things that I just mentioned. But you can do these things where you put several pictures on with words on top. And basically what you do is you're just doing your book blurb. So mine might say, you know, she was a witch, and there'd be a picture of a woman in a forest or something. And then she said, and then there'll be like another picture and it'll say, you know, she didn't realise she was going to be a witch. I'm saying this really badly, but you see what I mean? So a series of pictures with the words on top, and then you can get them in a folder on your phone, and then you can just keep redoing them. So you put them back onto TikTok again the next day, the same thing. And this is best done around other stuff that you're doing on TikTok. I'm really lazy on TikTok at the moment. I need to kind of get back into it. But having said that, if you've got some assets that you can keep reusing. So I'm using I've made these in Book Brush, and I've just done a new one actually. And I do like 5 or 6, 7 or 8 photographs with, basically it's the book blurb. And I think one of them I told it in the first person, as if my character's talking. And the other one is just like a normal kind of book blurb written in the third person. And I think I've got another one that I did, which was more about the vibes of the book, you know, the country cottage, blah, blah, blah. And basically you just pull them off your phone, put them back onto the TikTok in order, and then, you know, pick the music out that you like, save one that you keep using. And then obviously you've got to put your hashtags in and a bit of description onto the actual post. But apart from that, that's quite good. And that's a really good way of having some assets that you can just keep using on TikTok, rather than having to go through the actual balls ache of having to make a video from scratch every couple of days. You know, you can keep reusing that because you've got it on your phone. So that's that. And also, you know, never forget the power of actually just putting a kind of a flat lay kind of thing with a few words and a bit of music, just as a single thing on TikTok. That works as well, quite well. So yeah, so that's another thing. So definitely don't think that you can't make assets for TikTok that you can keep using, because you can, and it does save time in the long run. So that's it. So I've talked about animation. Hold on a minute, look at my notes. Okay, which brings me to one last thing. So if you're publishing on Amazon, and I know a lot of us are, and this is even if you're going wide and you're on Amazon and lots of things, or if you're exclusive like me, don't forget your A+ content. So this is another thing that you need in your Amazon pack. So the A+ content is just a couple of pictures at the bottom of your page on your Amazon, where you're selling your book on Amazon. It's on the sales page. So you have the picture of the book, you've got your blurb, you scroll down and it says from the publisher. And then there's a bit of space there that you can put something in. Now, it's pretty hard to explain what that is on social, you know, on this. But it's quite easy to find if you go into your book page, on your bookshelf in KDP, and then if you bring up the ellipses next to your book in question, and then you press on marketing and sales or something, and then it'll bring you up another page, and then if you look down there you'll find the A+ content. And basically there's millions of videos online about how to do this. Go and have a look at mine. It's not hard to do, and again, a lot of these big things are like good old BookBrush. I'm really giving them a good ad here, aren't I? It's a pity they're not paying me some money. Perhaps they will. That would be good. But if you look on there, the A+ content in KDP will tell you the sizes that you need to make the visuals for this. Have a look at other people in your genre and have a look at their A+ content, and also notice that a lot of them aren't doing it, which means they're missing some free advertising, which you can definitely make the most of. It doesn't cost you anything to do. And also in BookBrush, as I was saying earlier, if you look in BookBrush, it says A+ content and you've got all the sizes there. And that's the good thing about the BookBrush stuff, is all the sizes are there. You can get in there and do whatever you want, you know, do the pretty bit, if you know what I mean, do the drag and drop, pick some pictures that you like, and you know, that's all there and good. And so you can make your A+ content in there. Now, the other thing about using some of these big boys like Canva, like A+ content, not A+ content, like Canva, like BookBrush, is that you're not having to worry about the rights for the pictures, because they are all, that's all sorted out for you within those things. So if you're doing it from scratch in Photoshop, then obviously you have to go and buy the images, so that you have the actual rights to use them, if you're not just using exactly stuff that you've made yourself. So be very careful about that. That's, you know, definitely something worth thinking about. And I'm not even getting into the AI thing. I think AI is, blah, you know, I know people use it, but you have to be really careful about, you know, that you're not using somebody else's work, and that you're creating something that's new, that's yours, you know. Or if you're using other people's images, photographs, anything, then you need to have the permission, or you need to have bought the rights in order to do that. But the good thing about the BookBrush stuff is that's all done. You can just use the images that they've got on their platform, and you've got the rights to do it. So it's easy peasy. So that's it. So yeah, so that's the basics. And I'm sure there are more things. And if you think of something that I've kind of missed out, then, you know, do get in touch and let me know. And I'd like to hear about it. It's interesting stuff. And I think the trouble with the asset, well, not the trouble with the asset pack, the beauty of the asset pack is that you have to keep on with it, keep having a look at it and checking through that all your stuff has a nice flow through. And this is important also for your website as well. You know, your website should match your social media platforms. you know, it should all kind of look of a piece so that you've got some things that are the same. And I definitely go, and I know this isn't about asset packs, but I definitely think very carefully about your naming of these things so that, you know, that people can find you across these different platforms, you know, easily. So, you know, don't use, I'm not D. Bowman Smith on one thing and then D. Bo Smith on something else and then DJ B. Smith on something else. Do you know what I mean? Although you think, oh, that's nearly the same. Actually, it's a real pain. You know, basically, if you put DJ Bowman Smith into anything, you'll find me because that's my author name and that's where I am. And it's good. You know, it works. So, you know, that's my other big piece of advice is decide what your name is and stick to it and put it across the whole thing. So there. I think I say this because I think on the podcast, if I have an interview, then obviously I like to try and post across the social media. And I find it a real arse if people have got slightly different names across these things. And it's really difficult and it almost makes me not want to bother. I'm like, really? I've got to faff about and find you on because you're now something, something, 1, 2, 3, diddly pom on something else. And then, you know, and it is really irritating and your readers will find it annoying as well. So yeah, definitely go in and make it the same. So it's your nice and easy to find. So there we are. So that's your asset pack. It's not to be sniffed at, the asset pack. It is a real thing. You really need it. You need to have a think about what you want your stuff to look like. And also, if you've got some of this on the go, it's a good thing to take a morning and decide that you're going to look across your platforms and on your website and see what it is that you're using and then make some new stuff and have a nice fresh look so that it has a nice feel to it. It's got the same colours, you know, it's updated, it's seasonal, you know, it's working well for what you're doing. And the other thing is, if you check out on the bottom of most social media, in some parts of it, you'll be able to look at your statistics for various posts and how well they did. So you'll be able to see which things worked better for you. You know, I mean, it's very hard to link sales to these things because I'm not really talking here about actual adverts. That's kind of another thing. You know, that's a separate thing, the visuals that you need for your adverts. But, you know, if you're doing like paid ads on, you know, Facebook or, you know, on KDP, you know, that's a whole nother podcast, I think. Yeah. So, but definitely have a look and see which ones went well, which ones worked, which ones lots of people looked at and you got the most retweets or follows or shares or whatever it was. And, you know, I'm not saying just keep using that, but you can make more that are of that similar ilk. So, yeah, so that's it. So that's your asset pack. Have a think about it. Give it some thought. I think in the long run, if you kind of keep this ball rolling, it can't do you any harm as a writer. Okay, so there we are. I've had my ramble. Thank you for listening to the Words and Pictures podcast. Next week, I do have an interview. Now, I've got a few lined up. I think I've got about four here on my laptop that I haven't bothered got round to editing yet, but I will do. But I'm slightly confused who's doing what because different people have got different books coming out and one of them wants to come out later on in sort of May and somebody wants to come out early. So I can't remember who it is as I sit here. But anyway, interview next week. So do come and have a listen, find out who it is. I don't know. And that'll be lovely. So in the meantime, I've been DJ Bowman Smith. You can find me at, funnily enough, www.djbowmansmith.com and across social media on the same name. And also, if you go to my website, you can find the full links, the show notes. I'll put the book brush link, although you can stick that in Google, you'll find him, and all that kind of thing. Until next time then, bye-bye.